Grace, mercy, and peace be to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Dear friends, maybe you're like me. I like to be in control. I do. And it's not because I like bossing people around, but being in control makes me feel safer. Like I can do something no matter what comes up. You know, and a lot of times it makes sense. But then, of course, there's lots of times where it just doesn't. For instance, whenever I'm on an airplane, I like to sit in the emergency exit row. I do. It's not the extra leg room. No, I like sitting in the emergency exit room because in some small, tiny way, it makes me feel like I have some control. Like I can keep things, you know, in hand if the pilots up front can't do their job. Like if we start crashing, I can do something. You know, like everybody's going to be fine as long as I'm sitting in that emergency exit row. And I know that's silly. I know the pilots are much more important than I am when it comes to keeping everyone safe. I know the seatbelts are more important than I am. But it doesn't change how I feel. I want to be in control. You know, that's exactly the reason why I don't like things that make me feel like I'm not in control, like I can't do something. That's the reason why I don't really like the gospel reading for this morning. And I know I'm the vicar, I'm supposed to like everything that Jesus says, but if I'm being honest, I don't. I mean, sometimes he says something that's confusing or that's kind of scary, or he says something that makes me feel like I'm not in control. And I know I'm treading on dangerous ground when I start thinking like that. I know it's still God's word. I still need to hear it, whether I like it or not. And so this morning, I want us to really focus in on the gospel reading, even if I really, really don't like it. And tell me what you guys think, because I want you guys to really listen to this. After all, if you had faith like the grain of a mustard seed, you could say to this mulberry tree, be uprooted and planted into the sea, and it would obey you. That's the part I don't like. I don't like that part because I don't think I could do that. Start telling trees to get up and move? I don't know if I've ever even been brave enough to try. I mean, really, after all, what happens if I try and then I can't? What does that say about me, about my faith? I mean, I'm a vicar. I know I've gone to school, I've got training, I should be able to do something with my faith. And so it's a scary thought to not be able to do it. You know, I'm not saying that I'm the best or the greatest. I mean, I'm not pastor. I'm certainly not God. I mean, God's up there in heaven. He's got a mile-high view. You know, he's looking at the big picture. I'm down here dealing with the small stuff. You know, let Jesus handle the life and death issues. I'll handle the everyday things, you know. Putting food on the table, making sure, you know, I get places on time, making sure my family is taken care of, you know. Let Jesus move the mountains. I'll move the mulberry trees. But that's where the snag is. Because I don't think I could even do that. I want to be able to do something. And that's why this passage bothers me so much. Because from where I'm standing, it looks like I can't even muster up a mustard seed worth of faith. And that's not a pleasant feeling, not being able to do something, not being in control. It can be uncomfortable feeling that vulnerable. I mean, when I'm on that airplane and we hit the turbulence, I start scanning for the emergency exit row. You know, it's just anything that I can do. You know, something that'll give me some sense of control. Or maybe you feel a different feeling. Maybe when you're faced with something that you just can't do, I mean, maybe it's embarrassment. I mean, how many times in your life have you heard someone say, well, that was a stupid thing to try to do anyways. Or, I'd like to see you try to do it. You know, whatever the feeling is, when you're faced with something insurmountable, it's not a good feeling. Kind of like this. No. Oh, I've lost my place. I apologize. And so, when you're facing with something like that, just like I did there, when you just can't remember what comes next, you start looking for the solution. I start looking at the paper. I'm like, what can I find? You know, if you get somebody telling you, you got to do this thing and you can't, you make excuses. Or you challenge them. Or if you're on that airplane, you start looking for that emergency exit row. And so that's why I completely and totally understand why the apostles asked Jesus what they did. Increase our faith. Jesus says, it would be better for a person if a millstone were hung around his neck and he were cast into the sea, than he should cause one of these little ones to sin. And if your brother sins against you 7 times in a day and turns to you 7 times saying, I repent, you must forgive him. And so the apostles very understandably say, increase our faith. They realized they couldn't do it, so they start looking for the solution, something that'll give them that sense of control, something they can do. Increase our faith. And the apostles, they got some things right with that, and they got some things wrong. I mean, right off the bat, they realized they couldn't do it. They were already in the hole. And so, they do the second thing they do right. They ask for help. I mean, after all, who's better to ask than Jesus? They can't do it. They need help. They go to Jesus. Could you imagine how ridiculous this passage would sound if instead of asking Jesus for help, they decided to challenge him on it? You know, Jesus, that's a lot of big talk coming from you, but I'd like to see you forgive someone. I'd like to see you always teach the right thing. It would sound pretty goofy. So they got those two things right. But they also got something wrong. And they got the faith part wrong. They're right that faith is the solution to their problem. But what they got wrong was what faith is. You see, they go over there, they ask Jesus, they say, increase our faith. Give us more of it so that we can do what you're asking us to do. I mean, that sounds good, right? But they're misunderstanding what it is. They're viewing this as some kind of God fuel, some kind of like faith power, something that'll give them the energy to do what Jesus had asked them. You know, they're just misunderstanding what faith is. They're treating it like it's some kind of substance. You have to be careful not to drop or it might explode. You know, something vibrating with energy. And that's not what faith is. Faith is much less about doing, and it's much more about resting. Because at its root, faith is trust. It's leaning up against something else to support you. I mean, there's lots of things you can lean up against. You can lean on money. You can lean on friends, or you can do something silly like me and try to lean on your own ability. You know, start trusting your own ability to open those emergency exit doors than you trust the pilots flying the plane. You know, but whatever you put that trust into, whatever you have faith in, that's the thing you're wanting to act, to do for you. And that's why Jesus can say, if you had faith like the grain of a mustard seed, you could say to this mulberry tree, be uprooted and planted in the sea, and it would obey you. He can say that because it's not about how much faith you have, but about what you have your faith in. It's not about what you can do, but it's about who you're leaning on. You see, placing your faith in money is a great thing to do if all you need is a cheeseburger. But it doesn't do you any good in the face of a tragedy. You know, in putting your faith in family is a great thing to do if you need a ride to the airport. But they're human just like you. And maybe you can open up emergency exit doors all day long. You know, maybe you can even fly the plane. But when you're faced with something insurmountable, something impossible for you to do, no matter how hard you try, you have to start relying on someone else. When you're faced with these impossible demands of Jesus, never giving the wrong impression, forgiving someone again and again, no matter the hurt, uprooting a tree and planting it into the sea. The simple fact is, you can't do that. And if you're going to have any hope at all, you have to begin to place your faith, your trust, leaning on someone who can. Someone who can forgive, no matter what it is. Someone who does always teach what's right. Someone who's not going to turn you away for not being able to do these things in the first place. In short, we have to place our faith in Jesus. This faith, this leaning up against Jesus, it's our only hope. Really, because Jesus is the only one who was able to live up to these demands. He's the only one who ever did. And it's that faith, that leaning up against, that connects you and him. It's what connects you to that power. Because you see, we all like to do. We all like to be in control. You know, pull ourselves up by our bootstraps, you know, and all that. But when you try to do the impossible, when you try to follow Jesus while relying on yourself, there's only two options ahead, available to you. On the one hand, you ended up lying to yourself, convincing yourself that you've made it. You've clawed your way to heaven. Or if you're going to take a little bit more honest approach, you realize you're not going to make it. And the only thing down that path is disappointment and exhaustion. But when you look at Jesus, when you lean up against him, new options start coming up. Because it's no longer about what you can do. It's about what God has already done. It's no longer about how much faith you can muster up, but it's about what your faith is in. And it's no longer about how much power you have, what you can do. It's about how much power God has. And if he can use even a mustard seed worth of faith to move the trees, there's nothing that's going to stop him. Dear friends, please pray with me. Lord, help us to trust in you. We know that we cannot live up to what you want from us, and we know we cannot live even up to what we want for ourselves. Lord, please, teach us to look to you. Teach us to rest in you. In your Son's name we pray. Amen.